up in a religious family. In my youth, I ached for a religious experience, one that would give me the certainty of faith that held my parents fast. They told me this story. Once when my sister was very ill, a blizzard raged outside, and my parents were sitting late at night in the living room, not knowing whether to brave the storm to drive to a doctor, to risk all their lives in the process.
When the room was suffused with a warm and reassuring light, a presence that informed them clearly that all would be well, that they had nothing to fear.
They both saw it, the light. They both felt it. They both knew that this was the God of their faith. They both were sure that their daughter was safe. And as the morning came and my sister's fever broke, all was well. My mother, a learned woman who knew Hebrew and Greek, who wrote books and plays, who would talk to me of philosophy and her passion for feminism, also spoke in tongues, a charismatic babbling of nonsense, an ecstatic experience, one of the gifts given to the apostles. My father, a Lutheran minister, who knew Hebrew and Greek, who dedicated his life to the sick, poor, and imprisoned, could, through the power of his words, heal the broken.